So, where do you work, Peter?
In a tech.
And yeah, what do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, and I update bank software for the 2000 switch.
What's that?
Well, see, they wrote all this bank software, and to save space, they used 2 digits for the date instead of 4, so like 98 instead of 1998. So I go through these thousands of lines of code, and it doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
You're just not gonna go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not gonna go.
So you're gonna quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just gonna stop going.
When did you decide all of that?
About an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
About an hour ago. So are you gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
What are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
So what do you want to do?
Welcome. Another Papa's Basement. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can find archives now, a new archive page at www.inpapasbasement.com. Unfortunately, Papa's Basement was already taken. If you go to it right now, you can see some queermo drawing of some internet squatter threw up to screw me. But I wish the seven plagues upon him. And we've always got the never updated but always in existence www.dirtytissues.com, the good old webcomic. Will?
I'd never heard the beginning of that song before.
Well, I actually chopped it down so it just cuts into that ballsy drum, like, because it's Matchbox 20. I feel
That's the part I don't like, a little emo chorus.
Oh, I dig the chorus, man. I feel like a puss as it is playing Matchbox 20. But
as well, you should.
Yeah, exactly. Matchbox Vajay. But I actually was playing it for a bit of a reason, not only because I'm kind of clicking with the lyrics right now, but it was used on the final Don and Mike show. Don apparently has been playing the S out of it.
Oh, really? I don't know that.
Oh, you didn't catch that part? Yeah,
no, I just heard it on the radio. There's actually a pretty hot Indian chick next door.
No kidding.
Not to bring things to a grinding halt.
Yeah, and I can't see the angle. All no. I know is there's a little girl who's working
not
on the
that
headphones.
One. I guess
yeah.
It's her mom. Wait, she's coming around.
I didn't know anyone was in there, and she caught me giving a good old dig to my balls right before the, before the show started.
Mommy, what's that dirty man? No.
I was going to town, man, yeah. But I, you know,
playing
not...
pocket pool looking at your six-year-old ass.
Tight. But, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume Don is not listening to us right now.
Safe bet.
Safe bet. But I just wanted to say happy trails to Don. I really don't think I'd be here right now if it weren't for him. I don't. Will, would you give two craps about talk radio?
Eh, I mean, because we grew up listening to Stern. I mean, it's just for fun. But
Stern, too. But
no, like Don and Mike, yeah, because they talk more than Stern. Stern's a lot of, like, interviews and a lot of
Stern's
BS.
Interviews,
yeah.
And getting jokes handed to him by Jackie and Fred doing the Jackie voice.
Yeah, like, I don't know, that show really hasn't been the same since, I guess, like, Billy West left or whatever.
Yeah, but I still remember back in eighth grade when I first got into Don and Mike, I would race home from Rocky Run, and you remember that old POS stereo we had? Like, Aunt Jenny gave us, like, $150 and we sank it on a...
Oh,
Price
yeah.
Club stereo.
No, I remember you'd listen to them a lot when we were really young.
Yeah, I'd park my fat ass in front of that for like 4 hours straight because it was before we had any computer that could do modem and internet porn and stuff.
Right.
So that's all we had after school back in the day.
That and video games, I guess.
Yeah, although they were starting to fade for me by eighth grade.
Oh, I can't remember. I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
That's when I would just play Street Fighter compulsively, and that was about it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, PlayStation 1, I think, came out when I was in ninth grade, and at that point I stopped giving it.
No, who cares? Yeah, I mean, it's video games. They're gay. They're five times gayer than Matchbox 20.
Speaking of which, after work
you
today,
are gay.
I'm going over to a chick's apartment to play video games.
Oh, which one?
Chick Lisa.
Which one's Lisa?
The one with the short red hair.
Short.
You didn't meet her. She was over there like late Saturday last weekend.
Okay. Got it.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Good luck, sir.
But yeah, she's into games and crap too, so
I mean, it's, I guess it's fun with a girl, it's not that embarrassing.
Well yeah, she, I think she said she has Wii and PS2.
Wii's good. Wii's barely a video game.
Yeah, that's true. No, but I mean, she's like into old like NES, like she even mentioned like Master System and crap, like stuff.
Oh,
I
my
forgot.
God. What a hardcore dork.
Well, that's cool.
No, no, I dude, I'm starting to really warm up to that in broads. Like,
well, yeah, plus she's like good looking too. It's not like this is a fat.
Yeah, seriously.
We're talking
I mean,
about.
Who
this
wants
is a fat chick? It'd be a completely different story.
I mean, yeah, who exactly? Who wants like a real cold-hearted club bitch when they can have like pretty much the same level of cuteness in a dork?
Well, yeah. Plus, I mean, that's the only way you can actually relate to them in a way besides sex. This is what I'm starting to realize.
What, dorky stuff?
Or just, like, whatever you're into.
Yeah, no kidding, man. You
like
gotta find a girl.
Movies and crap.
What did Chris Rock say? If you're into crack, you gotta find a girl that's into crack.
Oh, man, his new act sounds good. Did you read that interview with
Rolling Stone? No, I didn't.
It's pretty good. Like, I think he has a new special coming out in September of this year, they're saying, on HBO.
I will be looking forward to that one.
But I guess, like, a lot of political crap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to give the final goodbye to Mr. Geronimo. I don't know. He's one of those guys I'm envious of. Like, he was working radio at age 11.
Yeah, no, I heard him talk about that. Yeah.
That's absurd, man. That is pure genius.
Well,
it's
back
focus mixed with genius, I guess.
Yeah, that time, like you were saying, I mean, he was just like going in and putting in tape, so it's more like a paper route or so, that kind of job.
I don't care. It's better than I was doing at 11.
No, that's true.
At 11, I guess it's cool that we worked with Dad. Lord knows I've turned a pretty penny off of breaking into safes in my day.
Right.
But, Christ, sometimes I would kill to have that focus back 10 years ago. Like, only now am I finding out what I want to do. But, hey, better than, like, 45.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And, hold on.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
There you go.
Terrible audio quality.
Oh, I know. It pains me, because it's such a great sound bite, but it sounds like I was recording an effing toilet, so what you gonna do?
Yeah, I was going to say, it just seems like the DVD is the way to go.
Yeah, you can get an occasional clean wave online, but really,
Leo apparently has Netflix.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen the envelopes coming, but we're not paying for it, so.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, him order stuff you want to sample.
Once in a blue moon, I'd be down for it.
Well, what's the rules with Netflix? It's like
nothing, you just put stuff to the top of your queue and it eventually comes.
But how many you get at once? Three, is it?
If you pay extra money, you get more.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
He
what
probably
the
has like one at a time or something.
Who knows? Why? Because he's black. That's horrible, man.
Because I've only seen one show up at
darkness,
a time.
Everybody.
Got to play with the new toys. Filling the quiver with many an arrow the past few days.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, got to give a shout out to Rich Harmon. I've been quote unquote borrowing his XP machine. What Rich doesn't know is this borrowing entails borrowing until he forgets.
Borrowing until he reaches the cold, cold grave.
Exactly. Borrowing until the bitter pale end. But, yeah, so we...
How can it be pale when Rich is black?
Will, why are you forcing me to...
Darkness, everybody!
...go for that one twice? But, yeah, so we had a week off as I was taking a training course. I'm getting into personal training, apparently.
Which... Training for training.
Exactly. My training for training. And my boss is going to be a former Marine, so I can't wait. Yeah, he's got like the buzz cut and the USMC globe tat on his calf.
Oh, jeebus.
He's like, if you're a straight shooter, we'll get along. I'm like, we're probably not going to, but let's give it a shot.
You mean he like owns the gym, or he's like your immediate supervisor?
He's just my immediate supervisor.
So he's like head trainer or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so far he seems
like
a straight
cut from Beavis and Butthead.
But one of the dudes pulled me aside today and was like, "Yeah, he's great until you work for him." And I'm like, "Ha ha ha! Can't wait." So, yeah, let's see. We leave off. I have my goodbye happy hour.
No, that's one of the reasons I hate military people. Just former employee of one.
It's a tough guy mentality. Yeah, it's kind of like, I went
through... It's like, unless you're tougher than me, don't give me that. And my boss was a ginormous pussy.
Yeah, your old boss was a vajay.
Dude, I could have, like, killed him with one punch.
Yeah.
And I almost contemplated doing
I could have devastated him with one punch. What was the old Phil Anselmo line?
I could, like, vaporized him with one punch, something like that.
But, oh, bitch, please.
There you go.
What's that, bro?
That is the sketch with Keeping It Real goes
clap
wrong.
Clap having Jezebel.
Take that, you clap having Jezebel.
That one, yeah.
I was thinking you should sample Billy Madison. That's got some good ones.
Oh, I'll buy the DVD. Screw it.
Here's a nice piece of ass.
Yeah, with a good bleep in the middle.
Old man Clemens hates ass.
But I wanted to give some love to especially like James Lee, Dave O'Brien, all the guys who are, you know, Dave Scally, the married friends I got who really can never get out. They managed to gnaw off their manacles long enough to come out for an hour or two.
You're here forever.
Yeah, and pretend they're real men until they had to scurry back to the skirts.
Jesus, how old are they?
Ooh, well, let's see. James is like 28, got hit somewhere there, 29.
How old is he had his first kid?
24-ish.
Jeebus.
Yeah, no, that's...
I can't believe I'm older than that.
Whammy! Yeah, yeah. And then we got Dave, who's almost married. He might as well be married.
Jerry's Dave?
That Dave is Dave Scally is married. There's also Dave O'Brien, the large, redheaded, strapping lad who's kind of talked to me the past 2 weeks. You know, been a...
From your work?
Yeah, former seminary guy. So he has some good advice.
Was he the guy who's come over before?
Dave was over once on a lunch break.
Like playing video games?
Yes.
I think I met him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. Good dude. They're all really good people. Also, trying to think, you know, Jen, Liz, Diana, the whole gang came out for that thing. And we, God, let's see. That was after my first day of training under the Venezuelan Andreas, who did what you want a trainer to do, which is let down his guard. And at about 4 p.m., 3:30 p.m. it came, where he pulled us all aside a little bit and just looks at us and he goes, "I have no respect for the obese people." And explains he used to be obese and lost it all. And he's like, "If they are obese, it's because they want to be obese." And
did he have the hanging skin or had it gone back to its former retention?
No, he did it when he was like a little kid. Like he was 16 and lost it to 17 or something like that.
There's this one Fat chick Lark. I went to school with.
Fat Lark?
Was she?
Fat Lark? No, she's like a huge shaved gorilla like senior year.
Hold on, I got a special.
You fat little whore!
And she was, too, which is even more disgusting.
Oh, yeah, the fat girl who sleeps around, because that's the only way she'll get validation
like
or attention.
Blow guys for rides home from school.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Or like, a value meal.
So, yeah, she was huge, and then she lost a lot, and she had, like, the hanging grandma arms. And, like,
oh, God,
surprisingly, like, looking at her MySpace pictures now, they're actually, like, going back to normal.
What, you think she's, like, using clothespins in the MySpace pictures?
No, I think it's just, like, after a while, your skin does shrink back, I suppose.
I don't know, man. Maybe, or maybe she toned him a little, got a little tricep underneath it.
No, because she looks, like, really skinny now.
Maybe she got into crack.
Meth, yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Gotta lay off the peyote.
But,
same thing with Melissa.
Which one was Melissa?
Melissa Brown.
Yeah, she did but she got into drugs hardcore, I think.
Oh.
I'm going to take that safe bet.
So. She rode the snake.
Yeah.
Jimmy Tango.
We do need that sample.
Ride the snake.
I don't know what it is about a fat chick. I can't stay mad at them. They always crack me up. It's like a fat chick, I've been in a fight with one once or twice, and when they turn around and start walking away to make their point, you just see this gigantic ass, and you start cracking up uncontrollably.
Boom, boom,
yeah, and that's one of my greatest memories in school.
Fatty boom, boom.
Yeah, there's a fat teacher walking by, and Ethan Sachs, God bless his Jewish ass, he just in time does the... Ethan Sachs? A wise investment. But, and in time with her steps, I hear boom, boom. And you're a little kid, man. Well, you know, like four dick jokes, and that's it. I mean, that was revolutionary to me, man. I crap myself laughing.
No, I don't think I ever had the balls to, like, make remarks close to a teacher. Although there's this one eighth grade teacher I had, Miss Eckel, at Rocky Run. don't think she had a wooden leg. I think she had like a gimp leg.
And I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was like
it was just
blonde
gimp.
And
I think it was just gimp.
Kind of looked like an old whore. Like still wore a ton of makeup.
Oh,
but,
God.
Yeah, she had a gimp leg, and sometimes, you know, people just like do the Leaf and Larry walk from Seinfeld behind her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The...
Especially like when it was close to the bell and you, like she'd have to walk fast to get back to her classroom.
She can't chase you down. She got one bad.
Well,
no.
Yeah, just seeing her like hightail it back to her room. With
I got you. It was
one
laughing
game
there.
Leg trailing 4 feet behind her.
But yeah, so happy hour. Happy hour was really fierce. I was actually trying to pace myself because I had training Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I sprint home Friday during the last Don and Mike show to get to my happy hour. I get there right when everyone's showing up.
Spoken like a true champion.
Spoken like an alky, which, you know what? I might have a little bit of a problem, but just a touch, you know?
Drink it, you pussy.
And so I get there, and people start buying me drinks. I'm trying to pace myself with cigarettes. Like, I figure that is going to be my
healthy crush.
Yeah, the healthy way to go about it. Not water, not a Diet Coke. I just start literally chaining in a way I've never smoked before. I think,
what kind of cigs?
Will, we went to 3 different packs on that night. That's how many I tore through. We did...
You did 3 by yourself?
I killed 1 in full and 2 halfway.
Holy Christ. I don't even know if
it's about the most, because I thought it wasn't that many until I sobered up over the next few days and realized just how many I must have killed. It was a whole pack of Camels.
Like, non-light?
No, they're super new, robust flavor. Like I think it was called like Camel Smooths or something. In fact, just talking about
Camel Tars.
If you want to know how hooked I am on smokes, I got chills talking about them right now, and I guarantee you, I'm buying a pack on the way home and just smoking it. And
like Quagmire, I say,
yeah, man. Oh God, oh, I'm salivating. I got the hard nipples now. Okay, so I smoked them then. I bought a pack of Marlboro menthols at the counter, and I was so drunk at the end of the night when
God
I got my
bless
tab.
Bars that sell cigarettes
I
behind
know.
The counter.
I don't care if they're 6 a pack. It's worth it.
Well, just as long as you can put on your debit card, you don't have to like look for cash to put on the effing
Dude,
machine.
I was so drunk later in the night when I got my tab. Like, the empty pack
you
is in front of me.
You
couldn't
add it up.
No, I screamed, I didn't buy any effing cigarettes. Ah! And they took it right off my tab.
Nice.
And, like, I probably had one tucked behind my ear still, you know, like the engineer right. pencil look.
Yeah. Oh, that happened to me at IKEA. Like, I got these 2 frames that came together, and, like, I returned them. And they actually, you know, say they were, like, $4. You know, they counted it twice.
Yeah.
Sweet. Although I had to drive all the way down to Hoodbridge and back and just because they didn't include an effing AC adapter in one of those things.
Oh, your weird lights.
The Kirby lights.
The Kirby lights. But, yeah, and then finally when you came by and I drunkenly stumbled to the grocery store with you to buy one of those paninis and just shovel it in my face.
And then I was rejected for not having a valid
up-to-date license, which sucked because it was an okay time and I would have stayed out much later had you been there. Maybe that's a good thing.
I could have gone back. I was kind of in an essy mood anyways. But
okay. But we bought lights at Safeway and I killed a half pack of Marlboro lights.
I don't even remember you buying smokes there, but you're right because we went to
the counter.
Yeah.
And let's see. Leo has been watching Larry Sanders lately. Larry Sanders, for those not familiar, I'd say a source of a third of our clips. I'm going to give away a few in a moment. A few of our
You got him
lights.
Into it?
What now?
You got him
Drink
into
it, you pussy.
Yeah, that would be a Larry Sanders right there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
You need to get some Freddy Got Fingers samples.
You fat little whore!
I actually have one.
Oh, really?
A new one. It was going to be an intro.
I want to eat chicken burgers.
You little prick.
Nice.
Yeah, the bottoming out, rip torn yeah. voice. But he's into it, and he was buying salty dogs for the...
What are those, like, salty hot dogs?
You're not into Larry Sanders to the degree that we are. We've talked about the Artie character before. Rip Torn plays
okay,
Artie.
Right.
The big, burly, alpha male producer. Looks like a damn silverback gorilla. And he also plays Freddy Got Fingers' dad.
Right.
So we love the dude. Anyhow, he's obsessed with 2 forms of alcohol. Glenlivet, which is a 12-year single malt whiskey.
Uh-huh.
And Salty Dogs, which are... vodka, salt, and some grapefruit juice. And at the bar.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, at the bar, they were out of grapefruit juice.
Oh, so you're just drinking vodka and salt.
Vodka and salt. So
why add the salt?
Because it's a salty dog. He's like, I'm going to buy you a salty dog. We had a tender moment, actually. It was good. Because I knew, like, just because we don't socialize with him and Mel, they think we hate him. And it's like.
They really do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, it's just like.
We're asocial. I explained that to him. Like, you and I are cave dwellers.
Well, that, yeah, it's just like.
And I'm like, I just don't like to watch TV all the time.
Unless I'm with a woman I want to sleep with or have slept with and want to sleep with again.
Yeah.
I don't turn on the charm.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, I'm not going to, like, be all outgoing around Leo.
I mean, I make pleasantries because I was.
Don't
I
do that.
Bad.
I'm just lazy.
No, I mean, I really like Leo and Mel, and I like living with him. He's like, I thought I was the new Gavin. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, love both of them. It's just
no, they're great.
When I come home from work or whatever, I don't want to.
In fact, I'm the bad one. I ate some of their crackers while they were gone during the day. I bought a big apology box the next day, but I ate their Wheat Thins.
No, I usually don't eat other people's food.
I try not to, but I've got a couple salty dog clips I wanted to play real fast.
Sure.
The first is great because you know Rip Torn has to be loaded.
Well, how do they
scene.
Taste like with grapefruit juice? Like
better
so
than
assy.
Without. Better than without, brother. Because listen to him drinking and the pure joy moan he gives at the end of this clip. He's like,
Well, yeah, because hasn't he gotten busted for
doing
two DUIs. Two DUIs in the past 3 years.
But as soon as I finish this salty dog, I'm going to rip that camera from his hands and tear him a new a-hole.
All right. Having a good time, huh? All right.
I love the rattle of the ice and the and then,
Have a salty dog. No. Drink it, you pussy.
Ta-da. I give away the origin of a sound clip.
But, yeah, if you ever see his mugshot, it's pretty funny.
Like, oh, I'm sure he looks
it's
disheveled.
Kind of like, yeah, I was going to say disheveled. It's the first word that came to mind.
Very Nolte-esque.
Yeah, I was going to say Gary Busey. It was Nick Nolte. Yeah, because it's like the comb over, like, sticking straight up.
Yeah,
and his hair isn't dyed.
Yeah,
like,
always
gray.
Got something about Mary hair going.
Yeah, because, like, you forget the guy's, like, in his 70s, maybe almost 80. I don't know.
Low to mid 70s.
I thought it was like upper 70s, but
you're probably right. Let's be honest.
So yeah, like when you see him like pure white, you're like, God damn, he does look old. Like liver spots and everything.
But I mean, it was vicious. I'm trying to pace myself with the smokes, but all my friends, you know, they've all got steady paychecks still. They work at the clearinghouse. Much as it's a crappy paycheck, they can afford a $5 to $8 drink for me. So they start piling up on the bar counter.
Right.
Eventually, the salty dogs and a few shots of Glenlivet, his other fix, wear me down. At which point, I then turn to the counter, and I recognize I got like 6 drinks waiting for me. So I
drink up, be merry.
So I start plowing through these, and I get into that danger zone. You know, I was easily, I'd say, 10, 15 drinks deep within 3 hours. Probably.
Usually when I drink liquor, it doesn't stop until I puke.
I held it down. Yeah. I'll give myself that, man.
No, I definitely wouldn't have been in any shape to go effing training the next day.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
No, I was going to say, like, one of the reasons I stopped drinking is because, you know, a lot of times I'd work out on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And if I had, like, a few beers the night before, that'd make me,
like
lazy in the gym.
No, man. I was obliterated. I'm sitting there.
What did you have to do?
Oh, the next day?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that. But first, I'm eating onion rings by the handful. Like, I think dear Jen Harris left an extra plate for me.
Like,
she's like
fried onion rings?
Oh, yeah. No, the healthy baked kind.
Well, no, I was thinking, like, onion rings, you know, like the dehydrated.
No, Funyuns?
Pork rinds, yeah.
F that crap. F Funyuns. Disgusting. No. These are fried ones. I'm shoveling them in. Diana finally shows up with her boyfriend and his friend. I was obnoxiously drunk at that point.
What's Nick's friend like?
Nick's friend Tony, a little bit on the dorky side, but a decent enough guy, I guess.
All right.
But I remember at one point I was told to get off the bar. So if you want a, like, I had hopped up and was kind of, you know, doing my thing. And they pleasantly told me to get off. And I said something to the effect of, you wouldn't say that if I were a beautiful woman. And then I.
Is you actually standing on it or is it like leaning on it?
No, I hopped up, like kind of sitting, not standing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like just facing away.
Oh,
probably
okay, like your
smoking,
ass on the bar.
Ass on bar, exactly. Face down, ass up. But they told me to get off. I paid my tab. Diana called because she knew I was drunk.
Yeah,
I then
right.
called and told you to stay home because I knew no one would drive me back to my car the next day. And it was a driving rain, so I figured that would cover for my utterly essy driving. So I'm so loaded. It's horrible. I'm so loaded, I get lost on the way home. I've driven literally 600 times, you know?
Yeah.
So I finally find my way home, plop down.
Did you go the wrong way on the parkway? Or?
I couldn't tell you with a gun to my head. I wound up somehow on West Docks. Like, you know what it was? I missed the turn. This had to be it. I missed the turn onto Fairfax County Parkway and then sobered up mid just driving down West Docks.
Oh, so you turned onto 50 or something?
Okay, like if you...
No, I got you. You passed the parkway and you kept going on West Docks.
West Docks, and eventually I just started cutting through the elementary school area, Navy or whatever.
Yeah, that's West Docks Road.
Yeah, the back way. Okay. And so I got to our house, I pulled up and called all my friends.
Actually a pretty decent stretch.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I really was risking it. Not only that, I was chain smoking and playing with the radio. Because I figured that cops really can't smell booze that easily over pure ashtray.
No, I'm sure they can.
Yeah.
Especially liquors.
You're drunk. You want to be like, I've got one up on him. I'm bulletproof, you know? So that was what I came up with. I just blacked out on my bed at about 11. I ate the rest of the panini, drank a ton of water. I did as well as I could, but I was up 7 hours later just hurting. So they sit me down in training the next day. And the first thing we do is take your standing heart rate. So you chill and you stare at the clock for 60 seconds with two fingers on your neck.
And yours is well below normal.
No, kind of the other way, sir.
Oh.
They said anything past 75 and you should be worried and not working out. One guy hit about 68. I was at 83. And they kind of all looked at me and I said simply, I had a long night. And they forgave it and I was able to train. So my training was a half hour of interval cardio, which means like a minute chilling and then a few minutes of running at a pretty decent clip with a big incline on the treadmill.
Right.
Now, thank God I had taken to running in the past 5-6 weeks. Because had I just had my lifting level of fitness.
No, you would have been paralyzed.
I would have died. Yeah. I really would have collapsed and died. Maybe I would have had a good lawsuit on my hands, but I would have been dead.
I don't know about that. I mean, you would have frozen. There's no way you could have done it.
Yeah, I would have clutched. I don't actually think I would have died. But hey, you
never know.
Yeah, day is young. So we're going, and literally it's like 4 minutes, throbbing headache. And then I start to smell my shoulders because, you know, that's the closest thing to you. I turn my nose. I'm not only sweating out
your sweat. I was going to say your sweat smells like alcohol.
The sweat smells like booze. That I was expecting. What I wasn't expecting, I was sweating out cigarette, too.
No, that smell stays in you, too. Like, if you ever notice, if you smoke and you piss, your piss smells like smoke, too.
Yeah, you know, that always explains the foul bar piss smell. I'd never really put two and two together.
No, man, this stuff is, you know, they're toxins, so but they do what they do.
It was, I mean, I looked like a wreck. Like, he was watching me the whole time.
Like, expecting you to die.
Expecting me to die, yeah. I mean, it was.
I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
You know, it was not pretty.
Way to make a good first impression.
Oh, God, yeah. He's just eyeing me like a vulture. And out of spite, I persisted through the whole thing and made it.
Right.
But I took my heart rate. It was, like, by the end of it, 20 beats above where it should have been for any kind of safe level. It was disgusting. Not only that, these little health nuts I'm working out with. Oh, first of all, most of them are, like, 19 or 20.
Right.
There are a couple older than me, but really it was, like, a bunch of young kids.
Right.
You know, especially they're telling me, it's like, oh, I've been out of work forever, man. I'm like, what's forever? Since I graduated 3 months ago, I'm going to turn 19 in a week. You know, I was hearing stories like that. I'm like, great. I rule, you know. What is that, American Beauty?
I've only seen the Kevin second Spacey half
goes,
of that.
I rule.
Sounds like it.
I do need that sound bite. That's a good one. But it's brutal. So these little kids, and then they get on the topic because we're all marching out to lunch together. It's like, I can't remember the last time I ate at McDonald's. Yeah, that crap's so unhealthy for you. I was trying to eat at McDonald's that day to save a few bucks. Like, they have the chicken wrap, which is healthy for the most part. Sure, it's like white wheat that's wrapping around the chicken breast, but it's a breast, it's lettuce, it's a little cheese. It can't be that bad. I'm sorry.
They mayo on it?
No.
Yeah.
It's like a touch of barbecue sauce if you want it.
That's not too bad.
No, not really bad. But lo and behold, the McDonald's is across the street from the Cosi. The Cosi. All the white people have to eat at the mother effing Cosi, where we make you an $8 sandwich that's healthy at the Cosi.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's some urban cracker thing. You know, if you love your dog and you love sushi, you love Cosi.
Where is it, like in that Borders shopping center?
In D.C.?
Oh, you're in D.C. I was thinking you're at the gym.
No, I'm in D.C. training.
So you drove there or took a metro?
No, I drove all 3 days. In fact, the first day...
Where in D.C.
It was bad in general. It was K Street. It was up 20th and K intersection.
So you can't find parking?
It was not pleasant, sir. Yeah. I had to park in a silo on Friday.
I was going to say, I went to Adams Morgan last week and couldn't find parking for S.
Yeah. Adams Morgan, man. You're not getting that.
Plus, we were there like prime time. I didn't realize. I forgot, like, not only... When we went there a few weeks before, it was ass late, like almost last call, or at least pretty late, but it was also the night before Easter or whatever. No one was out.
It was Easter more than anything.
And we still had to park like pretty far away.
No, because we went to Asylum, but we got it on first sweep, which is a rarity.
We drove around for like 30 to 45 minutes, could not find anything within blocks. Found one parking space.
Finally put your thumbs up your ass and called it a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right. But, so I was bullied into getting this $8 S sandwich.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. For the rest of the time, I felt like a fat kid at Slim Down Camp, because they would march off to their Cosi, or they'd pull out their apples for snacks, and I'd have to, like, sprint away 2 blocks to buy, like, a hot dog and wolf that down, or, like, I bought a pizza that was literally right next to a slice of pizza. I'm not that big a hog.
Right.
You know, I have to take this and walk around the corner and eat it on some steps really quickly.
In shame,
yeah.
As if you're, like, shooting heroin.
Yeah, practically crying into the cheese. It was such a pathetic image, because I have to march around a pretty good restaurant. I forgot what it was that had a little outdoor patio.
And eat it there.
Yeah, like, I'm just sitting there hunched over like a dog that found, you know, like, half a pastrami sandwich in a trash can. And I'm just going to town. Because, like, I finally found this thing, like, 3 minutes before the break ends, and I'm getting, like, sauce all over my face. You know, look like I went down someone on the rag, or I blew the Kool-Aid man or something. Lord. Just red crap everywhere. But, yeah, it was 3 days of learning pretty much what a bummy piece of crap I am, and feeling ashamed, like, learning that bodybuilding teaches you next to nothing about fitness in general. I was getting brutalized 9 ways to Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, though.
No, it's good. I was definitely, like, the strongest guy there. So that was okay for my ego for 5 minutes.
Oh, they had you, like, lift and stuff, too? Yeah.
Yeah, they had us doing, like, example lifts. I was the only one that could really throw something around.
That's good.
God, I sound like a winner. But, yeah, and after that, it's been a week of chilling, which is really everything I thought it'd be. Like, the first day or so, I felt guilty, and then afterward, it's like... Why can't every day be this? You know, it was like a day of setting up the In Papa's Basement website, 2 days of sampling crap for the radio show.
Yeah, I guess because you have stuff you want to do. Really, for me, it's like when I get sick or whatever, I have time off, I just get bored. Like,
really?
Within the first day, yeah, I'm like, God, I miss working.
No, the only thing when I went out to work, I mean, there's a couple things. First of all, I've kind of realized, you know, this really, here comes a nice little... revelation.
I am not gay.
No, if you want big time gay, that, like, all my work friends are actually, for the most part, real friends, you know?
Yeah.
I never wanted to see them outside of work before.
Pretty close to them.
Yeah, because they're work people and I associate them with work. Now that I don't, I'm, like, calling them during the day.
Oh, right.
It's a disgusting Kramer-esque display, you know? Like, I'll talk to them, like, 20 minutes and they're like, John, I have to go, John. I'm like, okay, right, you're right on. Call me if you get a chance. You know, it's really bad. And it culminated actually last Thursday. I had a job in the area of my old place of employment, a locksmith job. And I got out of there, and it was lunchtime. And much like the high school loser
who goes back after graduation,
it made me think of Dazed and Confused, the great David Wooderson.
Was that McConaughey's name?
Yes,
that's what I love about these high school girls.
Here it comes.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I forgot the yes, they do.
Really?
And his disgusting laugh right after delivering the line. That is what kills it for me.
Well, because the first guy says, I think it's like one, it's someone else.
And who then says, yes, they do, and he agrees with it. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell it's a, probably like Slater. Was he hanging with Slater at that point?
No, I think it was like one of the other jocks that doesn't really get a name.
Okay. One of the black like, jock too.
Yeah. Or I think it's one of like the paddling guys, something like that.
Yeah. But I show up and I run into everyone who I had smoke breaks with. So I'm just mooching them left and right. And people are kind of catching me up on what's going on. And
office drama.
Office drama. Baby mama drama. You know, nothing too special. But it was a weird feeling. Everyone was really friendly. At the same time, I just felt disgusted with myself being there.
An outsider. An outsider looking in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and like they all, you know, go back to quote-unquote class at about 2 p.m. And I'm just staring up at the building like...
Nothing to do.
Yeah, like maybe I can hang on the jungle gym now. It was sad, dude.
Well, like, did training go okay in the end?
Training was great. I mean, honestly, it seems a cool job. It seems much cooler than what I was doing. I'm passionate about learning the crap. I mean, to the point I've been going through the material to teach it to myself, and I've been exercising with it.
No,
like, that's
good.
How cool it was. Yeah. And I've always had a hard-on for training my friends, showing them the ropes in the gym, and hopefully that'll be fun. I think I worry a little bit. I'm going to have to clean up the appearance a bit because I look a little too poofy in the hair department. And maybe the goatee department. I look a little more like the guy you'd buy weed from.
Yeah, I suppose they might want to shave. You could probably keep their hair.
To some degree.
No, because, I mean, if you have curly hair, I don't think that's that bad looking. I would say it's just like...
Oh, the goatee and the sideburns?
Or, yeah, and you got like a bit of stubble, too, in between now. So.
This is true. Yeah, I got a
I mean, maybe
bit.
Even the goatee, just like, you know, keep it clean.
Ugh, God, how I hate that. But I got to do it, yeah, because it's a sales position.
Yeah, exactly. So your appearance is...
Everything. Yeah. Paramount. I don't want to get rid of the full goatee, though, because I have...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just, like, clean up the stubble and crap on the sides.
Okay, yeah, because I don't have the strongest of chins. Like, I don't have that jutting American Dad jawline.
No, you look... I actually have a pretty big chin. I don't know why.
You ain't, but yeah... You got it more from mom's side. Mom has a normal chin. Dad has a little bit of the Simpsons chin action.
I don't know. I have like a too big chin.
Hell no. Hell no, you handsome devil. And
I didn't even know that was like a desirable feature. This was ugly because everyone always makes fun of Jay Leno. But...
Jay Leno has a disease, a bone disease. Dude.
Comical.
Yeah, his is retarded. No, you want the masculine jawline.
Yeah, that's true.
And the you know the high engine cheekbones and you know there's a couple things.
But
the strong eyebrow.
Keep the goatee. Like, yeah, just don't let like.
I have to because
going.
Without it, I look like I haven't gone through puberty, in spite of the Robin Williams arms.
No, so yeah, I mean, just like, don't let the rest get sloppy.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be pretty groomed, especially like I said, the guy bossing me around is a Marine, a former Marine.
Right.
So, and one of my coworkers is also a Marine or former. So they're gonna be. They're both. Nah, I take it back. The older my boss is. Pretty stubbly, so whatever. Yeah. All right, who knows? We'll see if I sink or float 2 weeks from now. You know, there will be weekly updates, obviously.
Oh, I'm
on
I
the
thought
air.
You meant from them, yeah.
No. I mean, from them, they give me about 3 months to sink or float. I'll be honest. In the meantime, I'll just be looking for any kind of radio work.
Oh.
I'm about to, in fact, go home and just work on the radio resume while smoking, and because I have to do the old broadcaster cliche. Edward Murrow, smoking behind the old
typewriter.
Yeah, exactly. Go that route. But yeah, that's about what's been on the plate for me. Honestly, you're all caught up. I saw Sarah Marshall last night. You haven't seen that yet?
No, maybe tonight.
Very we'll tight see. Flick. If you want to take the Alterna girl to it,
yeah.
Very, very cool pick.
All right, yeah, we'll see.
No, you'll dig it. And
yeah, I read good reviews and stuff. It was
weird
because like I saw it advertised on MySpace. I'm like, that looks like a mainstream piece of ass. I don't even know like Judd Apatow.
Apatow.
However he pronounces it.
Might as well.
Did it.
Yeah. Whatever. However you pronounce it.
But yeah, like after Soup, because I didn't really like Superbad, so I was like,
Superbad, not that good.
I was
Knocked
like,
Up,
kinda
okay.
Jumped the shark. I like Knocked Up.
Knocked Up's decent. I would put this easily on par with Knocked Up, if not okay. better. It speaks much more to people like us. Like, the guy's artistically inclined, digs this girl, she screws him over.
Right.
Near the end, he learns how he was being a bad boyfriend, too.
Sounds all too familiar.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly. I was just gonna say you'll cry tears of sympathy with this man.
Right.
The empathy will overwhelm you. And let's see, the girl he does fall for. I'm not giving anything away.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, exactly. She's a little bit on the loopy side, damaged herself. I mean, it's some familiar territory, brother.
It's a little too close to home.
They could have put a VHS camera on our house for 2 weeks and had, three sequels, honestly. But it was good. It was good. You'll dig it.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely see it.
And talking about the jawline stuff, it made me think of poor departed Charlton Heston.
What about him?
I noticed this the other day, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. Do you have this trait? I live for calling mom and telling her someone of her generation that she likes died.
No.
Like, I love sharing bad news in general.
Well, no, because she does, because she'll eat it up. God.
Yeah.
She loves bad news.
Oh, no, that's
her thing. It never happens to you or anything.
I think that is why we're not exactly... Like, we're doing well for ourselves, but we're not, like, friggin' Donald Trump either. And I think it's because in our house, you always got some kind of praise for doing well, but it was more like that was expected of you. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, yeah. All A's, do it again. But it was when you were sick, when you effed up, when you dropped the ball, that's when you were the little prince of the household.
Yeah, but I don't really care for that.
I remember, like... Especially if you were sick or if you couldn't do something. That's when it was like, it's okay, Johnny. It's okay.
No, that's the way she is. That's the way she wants you to be because she wants you to be dependent on it.
She encouraged weakness.
Yeah, I never let it get to me. I'm kind of like an animal when I'm sick. I go crawl under the front porch and like, don't let anyone catch
on.
No,
yeah, I'm not saying that I go for a big bowl of breast milk. Breast milk.
Breast milk.
Yeah, breast milk. I don't go for that anymore.
Not since I'm 19.
Yeah, exactly. Not since the teat done dried up. But it's still in us to some degree, I think, where they should have commended us more when we slayed the dragon. More, when we completed one of our 12 Herculean tasks.
Almost so, my own,
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're a little ahead of the curve compared to me.
The only time I ever go back to her is if I'm like... dying, like after operation, something like that.
Yeah,
just too sick to even walk.
No,
to the
bathroom. I'm giving the sickness as an example.
Right.
It's a metaphor if we want to get real brainy. But anyhow, whatever reason, she loves the death. She loves the bad news. That's where she springs into action. Like day to day.
No, her times are good when times are bad.
She doesn't like day to day until a crisis kicks in. She loves the crisis. She loves the bad.
No, it's like all chicks. Well, most stupid women.
Yeah.
They love hearing bad news, breakups, deaths, and
people
getting fat.
I'm going to.
Ice Cube, who's effing who and who's getting fat.
Yeah. a bitch is a bitch. Grateful. I'm going to paraphrase Keith Richards quoting Chekhov, who said, any idiot can survive a crisis. It takes a real man to get through the day-to-day.
What is that from?
Author Chekhov, Russian.
Oh.
Lord,
I thought it was like a movie.
No. It sounds like a Star Trek captain or something. But, no, he's right, man. It's having the balls to get through the day-to-day well. Like a Hank Hill,
Yeah, well...
Not sucking day-to-day. That's a champ.
Well, no, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing relationship.
Oh.
Mommy? Mumsy?
I don't know.
Probably.
Let's find out.
Maybe some old, decrepit scene.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Nice.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
Women are relationship-oriented, but the truth is I may have a high drama thing from my mother.
The histrionics?
Well, it's just that I responded because I was so used to having that heightened... dreadful moments happening with her because, I'm the picture of peace.
What?
I'm a Gandhi compared to Anna.
Well, that's true. Anna was half
pretty
animal.
Much the same.
Oh, you didn't know Anna.
No, Anna.
Mother to child.
Yeah, Anna was worse. I'll give
Anna
Maria the benefit of the doubt.
Anna grabbed your head and knocked it against the wall.
that happened to me,
soul.
Too.
No, but she... Anyway, that may explain.
That's why there's a hole in our dining room wall covered in plaster. It wasn't from my head, but still.
Oh, that was. I still tell that story with the old man, just like.
That what? Was, I guess, frustration.
He came home one time, and it was the usual where you were screaming, Vasily, Vasily, the boys are acting up, and he just didn't want to scream at us directly. And so he just looks at the wall and punches through it while, like, maintaining eye contact with us.
He could have been having a bad day, too.
No, it was effective.
Yeah,
brilliant.
That's why you don't dump on him as soon as he gets in the door.
I made a mistake, okay?
Yeah. But, no, that's one of the most profound memories. That was genius.
I always felt, I mean, anyway, I've always loved everything you all have done. And I'm sorry if I did somehow suggest that, you know, I expect, well, in a certain sense, because of your intelligence, I expected the excellent grades. Maybe that was the expectation. It was kind of like
a... I always felt like a failure if I got anything under an A.
Really?
I don't care about that. It's that you'd cry if we got anything below B.
That was right. That too.
God, I remember every time we got like a C or a D or an F, effing tears.
Well, because
yet I could come home like high as a kite and like that did nothing.
Well, no, I dug that. Like I would,
yeah.
Really,
I mean, it's a good
trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad we got away with a few things.
Well, I tried to spare you a life where you would have, you know, some difficulties, and I thought the usual route.
But
usual
school is not everything, don't you get it? There's people out there who didn't even finish high school would probably make more than people with college degrees.
I think
that can happen,
to me,
of course.
Is the focus was school in general,
not work.
Yeah, and nothing past the school. So yeah. Like, I got to college and I chose majors based on like what I'd get A's in and stuff like that. Like, not what I really loved.
Right. I mean, it means
actually,
nothing.
Actually, you should choose work. I was just watching some guy on Oprah
you
yesterday.
Think?
Who,
which one gets you money? Being
right,
smart.
You should always, like, actually, you should go through to the field where you easily got your A's. He said that.
Well, yeah, because it's what comes naturally.
The problem is,
what
we're
a deep
smart
insight.
To the point we could get A's at anything.
I know. That's just, I think,
screws up.
Although as you get older, then like one of the reasons I left school is like you can't even bring yourself to do it. I guess.
Yeah.
I hate
oh,
this crap.
Dude, I used to go through dextrin by like the handful just to get through school. By the end of it, I hated it.
No, I don't know how the hell people.
No,
do
in
grad
a way,
school.
It has been difficult for both of you because you can do anything.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a proud mother talking. I mean, it's possible there are kids who have far less intelligence that decided they like medicine and they are doctors.
No, they're better.
No, they
off
don't like medicine. They do it because they want to get money. That's all.
Nah, you
They're
have
idiots.
To like option to get through your... You have to like medicine to go somewhere. You have to like it in some way.
Yeah, that's true, but again...
You can't
I
mean, hate
most
vagina
morons,
and become a gyno.
You can
you know?
Just like be like, oh, you know, doctors make a lot of money. Oh, I like medicine.
That's but right, you know, right. You have that's artistic right, yearnings, right. And that's who you are. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I guess.
The crazy tree.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
Bye. And you're doing brilliantly.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, today and, I mean, in your lives, but at just the show.
Oh,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was relatively pleasant.
For once.
Yeah.
Let me tell you another thing. You do not apply the term pussy whip to Hank Kingsley.
No?
No. He has never been, nor never will be, whipped by anything, let alone a pussy.
There's no other way I was going to slip that in during the show. It was the best thing I've ever heard.
That was pretty good.
Let alone a pussy. But, yeah, I mean, what can I say? I got no resentment against the woman. It's just, everyone tried their best.
Yeah,
what
no.
What can you say? Everyone tried their best, man. No one's perfect.
No, I know
All you
that,
can do
so.
Is you can iron out your own weaknesses and try to hide them from your kids so they grow up a little better until your kids get too good and then they go crazy.
Yeah, that's like one of the reasons I don't want to have kids. I don't know. One of the many reasons.
I bet like the type of chick I'm into, the real sharp but kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
I bet I'm going to be punished by God with autistic kids.
I was thinking, God, I teach like two people who have like...
Lucky?
Retarded brothers or something.
No!
I was just thinking about that too. It's like... Of course, I mean, with me, I don't care if it is my kid, because they can detect that during pregnancy, usually. I think you gotta flush it out.
Flush it, yeah. As long
no,
as.
No, because most chicks would be like, yeah, it's their baby.
Oh, every woman I've ever told that to.
Raise a retarded kid?
Yeah, because it's like a chick will agree with you when it's like, oh, what if I were raped? Would you raise that baby? I'm like,
hell no.
You'd kill it. And they're like, okay. But what if the kid is retarded? I'm like, oh,
no.
Dude, we're mom's side is Spartan. If the kid didn't even look like. Friggin' Hercules out of the womb.
Yeah.
They throw him in a jar and heave him off the side.
No, I think we're Spartan on both sides.
Like, dad's side, we don't know in the end.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But mom's a Spartan. It's like, why would you raise... Why would you get a retarded money pit? You wouldn't pay for a dog that was cross-eyed.
It's weird. I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, all the stuff you read, like these, I mean, it comes back to dumbass Christians who think all life is sacred.
No.
Like, there was some kid I was reading had this disease where they just, like, age super rapidly, and they're, like, you know, be bald as a kid, and they'll be dead by 15. And, yeah, you read, like, this interview with the parents are going on, how about this kid's a effing miracle? It's like, no, it's not.
Don't put that evil on me!
Little shunt. And you had the opportunity to prevent it from this miserable existence.
Oh, yeah, everyone pops them out. It's like, oh, they're a miracle that taught us how to love. Hey, you know what? He's an individual, too. Why did you bring him into this pain-filled-ass life?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's what I was saying. It's like, life is hard enough, and you're going to bring this kid in at such a tremendous disadvantage you can't even describe it.
It's like, you want a window to happiness? Like, buy a Bang Brothers passport and get a can of Snackwells, you know? Like, you don't...
Yeah, really. I mean, this kid's
don't bring
like,
a retard into the world for 15 years.
He's never going to get laid. No one's ever going to love him because... people only care about appearances.
And, yeah, everyone's horrible.
And, God, I mean, he'll never have a good job. Anything, like, everything's just based on appearance. Oh, you cannot get ahead in life.
Don't you put that evil on me!
Oh, all this talk.
I mean, show me any, like, famous retards. You know, where are all the retard
quirky
celebrities?
Life. Quirky
making,
Life
like,
Goes On. That's all I got.
Who?
Quirky from Life Goes On.
There's an actual retarded actor?
Yeah.
Wow.
His career slowed down.
Zing.
Ta-da.
But, yeah, I mean, show me, like, all these disabled people making 20 mil a movie. You can't.
No.
And, God, there's
wouldn't that be great if Robert De Niro came out and was like, I am violently retarded?
I would say Dane Cook.
No, Dane Cook. Yeah, that's believable.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, someone who's considered, like, a master thespian. Oh. Like, Pacino's just like, I'm wicked retarded.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, God, Liam Neeson's an actual good pick.
I know. I was trying to think of, like, some legitimate actor.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't even know, like, what the hell Liam Neeson
You might have
done.
Won the, like, the closet retard hypothetical contest on Liam Neeson's back. God damn you.
I was going to say, yeah, like Kevin Spacey or Gary Oldman.
Damn you. Okay, I'm not even having this contest, man. You are good at this.
I'm the respected actors.
Take that, you class having
Jezebel. Yeah, man, Meryl get out of Streep. Here. You got this one on lockdown. I ain't touching that.
Yeah, I don't even... Then, like, ask me to name something Liam Neeson's done.
I remember, like, Star Wars, Schindler's List.
I didn't know. Who was in Star Wars?
One of the fruits with a sword.
There we go. The guy with the pointy light stick.
Yeah, one of them queers.
Waves it around at people.
Yeah. You are gay.
That's who he was. He
probably
was,
wears a loose-fitting robe
of
some sort.
He was the Jedi, you are gay.
With or without a hood.
But I was just... no, man.
But, and then I was just going to say there's this other thing I can't remember. It was so messed up. Like, well, there's that two-faced baby in India recently. Have you seen that?
Oh, you mean the sacred goddess reincarnated, Will? I recognize no two-faced baby. Yeah.
No. Oh, I think what it was is there was one chick, this little baby who was born, like, without any bones in her head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And they had the little hat on her.
I guess it's just
to cover her little dented-in skull.
It looks like
a skin on brain.
Mangled mess of like teeth and flesh. Like I'm trying to think of some sort of monster in a movie. It looks like maybe that thing in the Goonies.
Sloth.
I forget.
It looked. Did it look like the Britney Spears in South Park when she blows her head off?
That's, I was gonna say it's probably something in South Park, like one of those
something
freaks.
Something from
Rotten.com. Yeah. And, like, the dad and mom were going on and on about, like, oh, she's got a pianist's hands and a ballerina's feet.
God.
And I was like, yeah, you know what? Well, let her give FJs her living when she grows up.
She's the head of JFK.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah, it's just like, if you know that's coming, just spare
kill
the effing
kill
kid.
Kill it. Kill it. Stomp it out.
Yeah, way to go, Jesus.
Like a flaming turd bag on your porch. Stomp it out.
Like old man Clemens.
Yeah, tying it back into Billy. All right, sir.
Lord.
That's actually about a wrap.
All right.
I know.
I was going to say, don't have the clock, so I'm just like running
with it. Nah, it's 3:54. I got about a minute of outro that ties into a good song. And
is that dude Stryker or whatever?
Squire. Stryker. Stryker's an X-Man or an X-Man enemy, something like that. Colonel Stryker. Brian Cox. That's who plays Colonel Stryker if Brian Cox were retarded. I think I got you in the game.
I have no idea what you just said.
Brian Cox, the actor, he's in Super Troopers. He plays the chief.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy. The old guy.
The old guy. But
who's also in The Ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's in everything. He's like the
Brian
new,
Dennehy would have been a better pick.
Oh, God. Okay. You win on the back of Dennehy. All right, Will. All
right.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
And we are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
I'm gonna tell you something that I wouldn't tell you if you weren't leaving.
Is it gonna hurt my feelings?
No, I don't think it's gonna hurt your feelings. I happen to really like you. I mean, you know, I'm not a happy man. I know that I hide it pretty well, but the truth is I could always look forward to you kind of making me smile and...
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. In an odd way, I thought we've always understood each other.
You and me.
And I wouldn't say this to someone, you know, that I was working with, but I really like you, Paula.
Okay.
So maybe we can go out to dinner or something when this is all, you know.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I'm not your type. My breasts are real.
You know, I can get used to that.
You are